You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Psalm 73, verse 1 to 3, and then verse 17 to 18. Truly, God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped, for I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Verse 17 to 18. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I their end. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places. It is very important as a child of God for you to know the scriptures. You must give yourself to knowing the scriptures. That is our sword of the spirit. It is through the word of God that we have victory. You see, this person says that, he says, truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But he now wants to describe his own heart. Look at a heart that is not clean. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had almost nigh slipped, for I was envious of the foolish. Look at it. How can you be envious of the foolish? Somebody is preaching a false gospel and is getting richer. And you, because you are preaching the truth and you have remained 15 in number, you became envious of the man that has 100,000 crowd that were gathered on falsehood. Somebody went to do fake marriage in order to get green card. You presented true document. You are very honest. You are very open. The person has gotten green card. You are still processing. You are still processing. And then you now start getting envious. And you begin to question God and say, Lord, what is happening? Why will you question God? Why are you envious of the wicked? Look at that lady. She look at the way she lived her life, wayward life. Now she's married. I'm a virgin. I've kept myself. Nothing is happening. Why are you envious of the wicked? You will sleep. Let me tell you, if you are not careful, you can derail from salvation because of the prosperity of the wicked. When you look at people that you don't know how they are getting things done, but you are envious of them. And you even know very clearly what they are doing, but you are envious of them. Somebody will use fake certificate to get into the UK and be working as a nurse. And you are still in your country struggling because you presented original document and you have not even gotten a visa. And something is beginning to tell you that should you not also follow their route? How can you think like that, oh child of God? How can you be envious of the wicked? He said, when I saw the prosperity of the wicked, I pray you will stop seeing the prosperity of the wicked. You know they are wicked, but they are prospering. Who told you that wicked people cannot prosper? There is a prosperity that the scripture calls the prosperity of the wicked. A man is in government. He is stealing money. He has cars. He has houses. People are telling you, look at your colleague. You went to school together. Look at him now. He's a minister. Look at him now. He's a governor. Look at him. He's a chairman. He's House of Rep. He's a senator. He is doing this. He is doing that. Look at you. Where are you? Brethren, don't be envious of the prosperity of the wicked. Don't envy people because they are doing wrong. Somebody is cheating in exam and they passed that exam. And you said, I'm not going to cheat. And you didn't pass the exam. And then you're like, oh Lord, God, what is happening? What did I do wrong? Nothing. What did Jesus do wrong to be crucified? What did Jesus do wrong to be killed? What did he do wrong? Don't be envious of the foolish. Look at it. I was envious of the foolish. Of the foolish. Don't you understand that those people are foolish? What they are doing is foolishness. Why will you then envy foolish people? Why will you envy wicked people? Do you know why? It's because you yourself, you are already deviating from the Lord. Let's go to verse 17. You will now see what happens. He said, until I went into the sanctuary of God. Things are not revealed on the surface. It is when you come to Jesus that you will see the true situation of things. I tell you, you will never, in Christ Jesus, you will never envy anybody on the face of the earth. You will see who you are. You will see the blessing you have already been blessed with. And then you will see the end of the wicked. He said, until I went into the sanctuary of God. Where was he before? Outside. Outside of the sanctuary of God. He was in the flesh. He was in his human mind. He was not in the spirit. As many as are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. It is when you look at the word of God that you can see the true situation of things. Look at what he said in verse 18. He said, surely thou hast set them up in slippery places. Thou casted them down into destruction. Is this what you want? He said, then I understood their end. Look at it. The Bible says, better is the end of a matter than the beginning thereof. You are not seeing the end. You are just seeing now the temporary things that people have gained. You know many of your friends who used all manner of fake document, fake marriage arrangement to travel abroad. Something is saying to you, if you had done so, maybe by now you'll be in Canada. Maybe by now you'll be in US. Who told you so? There is nowhere you are that God cannot take care of you. The presence of God is what matters. It's not whether a country is developed or underdeveloped. Are you in the presence of God? Are you where God wants you to be? That's what matters. He said, I understood their end. May God give you understanding of the end of the foolish. May God give you understanding of the end of the wicked. You will never envy anybody. You have all things that you need in Christ. The Bible says he has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. All things that pertain to life and godliness. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They say, oh king, concerning this matter, we will not bow down. Our God is able to deliver us. But even if he will not deliver us, we will not bow down. That should be the attitude of a Christian. I am not going to compromise. I'm not going to present false document. I'm not going to enter into a fake marriage. I am not going to lie. I'm not going to compromise. And God is going to see me through. But even if he does not, I'm not going to compromise. That's how a Christian should be. Not that you're not going to see that. You now become depressed. You now be crying. We all came to US together. We all arrived this UK together. This one, they have gotten citizenship. Me, I'm still here renewing visa every year. And you call yourself a child of God. Rise up today. Get into the sanctuary of the Lord. Get into the word of God. You will see that your time are in his hands. You will see that the thought of the Lord concerning you is good. He knows his plans towards you to bring you to an expected end, not a destructive end. What God is planning for your life is an expected end. You will end well in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.